Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of Huntington disease drugs found under the neurology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 53-year-old man presents with involuntary jerking movements of the arms. This is worsened with voluntary movement and appears to be non-repetitive. He tries to incorporate these movements into voluntary movement. He states that this is negatively affecting his quality of life, as he has difficulty with activities of daily living. Family history is significant for Huntington's disease in the father. On physical exam, there is impaired fine motor movements and choreiform movement of the upper extremity. He is started on tetrabenazine. Let's continue with an introduction to Huntington disease drugs. As a reminder, Huntington's disease is an autosomal dominant neurodegenerative disorder. It is secondary to CAG repeats on chromosome 4. It is characterized by chorea, psychiatric disturbance, and cognitive decline. There is no known cure, therefore, treatment is symptomatic. Changes in neurotransmitters with Huntington disease include an increase in dopamine, decrease in GABA, and decrease in acetylcholine. The increase in dopamine can lead to hyperkinesis via the Nigro striatal pathway and psychosis via the mesolimbic pathway. Now, in terms of medications, the treatment for chorea includes tetrabenazine. This is a vesicular monoamine transporter inhibitor. It impairs monoamine uptake into vesicles, such as dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. The treatment for psychiatric and behavioral symptoms, especially psychosis and agitation, includes antipsychotics. Examples of drugs include haloperidol and risperidone. Remember that these are dopamine 2 receptor antagonists. The treatment for depression may be with serotonin reuptake inhibitors or tricyclic antidepressants, which inhibit the reuptake of norepinephrine and serotonin. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to Huntington disease drugs, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 44-year-old man presents to his primary care physician due to a tremor. His tremor has been progressively worsening over the course of several weeks, and he feels embarrassed and anxious about going to social events. He says these movements are involuntary and denies having an urge to have these movements. Medical history is significant for depression, which is being treated with escitalopram. His mother is currently alive and healthy, but his father committed suicide and had a history of depression. Physical exam is remarkable for impaired saccade initiation and brief, abrupt, and non-stereotype movements involving the right arm. He also has irregular finger tapping. Which of the following is the best treatment for this patient's symptoms? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, carbidopa-levodopa. Choice 2, cognitive behavioral therapy. Choice 3, do tetrabenazine. Choice 4, switch to sertraline. Or choice 5, valproic acid. The best answer to this question is choice 3, do tetrabenazine. This patient's non-stereotyped and sudden movements of his right arm, impaired saccade initiation, and psychiatric symptoms are highly suggestive of Huntington disease. Do tetrabenazine is a pharmacologic treatment for his motor symptoms. Huntington disease is characterized by chorea, which presents as a brief, abrupt, involuntary, and non-stereotyped abnormal movement that can affect the patient's face, trunk, and limbs. The treatments of choice for chorea are tetrabenazine or dutetrabenazine. These agents deplete dopamine by inhibiting the presynaptic vesicular monoamine transporter type 2. Patients may receive benzodiazepines intermittently when there is a transient worsening of their chorea. Lastly, atypical neuroleptics can also be used as initial therapy in patients with chorea and agitation or psychosis. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, carbidopa-levodopa, is the treatment of choice for Parkinson's disease, which is characterized by bradykinesia, rigidity, instability, and resting tremor, all of which this patient does not have. Choice 2, cognitive behavioral therapy is a great treatment option for patients with depression and anxiety. Although patients with Huntington chorea have anxiety about these abnormal movements, the most effective therapy would be tetrabenazine or do tetrabenazine. Choice 4. Switching to sertraline is not necessary since antidepressants will not address this patient's underlying pathophysiology causing his symptoms, which is striatal atrophy. Choice 5. Valproic acid would be the treatment of choice for patients with juvenile myoclonic epilepsy. Myoclonus is characterized by sudden, brief, and shock-like involuntary movements. JME typically affects young adults and does not explain this patient's psychiatric symptoms. Finally, a bullet summary. Chorea in Huntington disease is treated with tetrabenazine or deutetrabenazine. That's all for this review about Huntington disease drugs. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.